More than 50 kilometers south of Los Angeles is Little Saigon, also known as the capital of the Vietnamese refugee community. There is excitement here as news circulates that a Vietnamese American could be named to the Supreme Court.
They want to have somebody over here achieve something, like represent them, so they can tell the people, hey, we ran away from you, but, you know, we're now successful. So that's kind of the feeling that people have.
As managing editor of the largest Vietnamese newspaper outside of Vietnam, Dong Do has interviewed Jacqueline Nguyen. He says many in the Vietnamese community can relate to her. Nguyen and her family fled their homeland when the communists took over South Vietnam. As a refugee in the U.S., Nguyen first lived in a tent city before settling in Los Angeles. She spoke about her experience in this video produced by U.S. courts.
My parents were in shock because not only did they have to deal with the loss of their homeland, but also with the prospect of starting all over again, trying to figure out how to provide food and shelter and raise 6 children in a foreign land. Whatever job opportunities came our way, my mom would take it.
Longtime friend Mia Yamamoto says Nguyen's background shaped her dedication to service throughout her legal career.
She passed up a lot of more advantageous and certainly more lucrative options in order to pursue her passion for public service.
Nguyen is currently serving as a U.S. Court of Appeals judge.
Now we have a pipeline, finally, of Asian Americans who can be truly and seriously considered for the Supreme Court, something we didn't have a few years ago, and that is really exciting.
The fact that we're talking about it right now, I think, is a triumph. For every refugee, for every immigrant, to look at her and say, I can do this too. My children can be empowered, and they can rise up in the same way, and that really is the American ideal.
Regardless of who is named as the Supreme Court nominee, many Asian Americans say Nguyen's story of overcoming the odds and becoming a federal judge is already a legacy and an inspiration for immigrants from around the world. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.